It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous.
Well, I don't know.
You believe these characters? Way out of line.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
I always cut him off, don't I? I always cut Norm MacDonald off.
As long as you get the first ridiculous in, I think you're okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the big show, it's BYOB Friday.
Yeah!
As we get ready for our party on the 8th.
Rob joins us with the drinking.
Yes, Rob's going to be doing that after quite some time. Mm-hmm. We'll be having a wonderful chat with the co-creator of The Daily Show, Liz Winstead.
I can't wait.
She will be in studio. Also, Katie will be our special guest.
Yes.
Moving over from the Delay Lounge, she is coming into the studio. And Beth Ann's dog, Bunny, will be here tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun and more thrills. And then it's off to Bungalow Billiards right after that with the Buzz Babes for our party on the 8th.
Will Bunny be coming to the party on the 8th?
I do not believe that Bunny will be coming to the party on
the
8th.
We could use a service dog.
A service dog, like one of those little vests that they wear?
Yeah, like a seeing eye dog or something. Yeah. I mean, Bunny could do something.
It reminds me of parking. Now I'm thinking about, we're taking a limo, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, so we'll need three spaces.
Oh, speaking of that,
you're taken care of.
Hold on a second.
You don't have to worry about parking.
Oh, you mean our friends at E Street Limo?
Thank you, Rob. E Street Limo providing our ride for the party on the 8th. Many thanks to Tom and everyone at E Street Limo. Call them at 703-938-5900. And not to burden you with plugs, but I have to give credit to all the good folks at Fast Signs that came up with that wonderful sign for the show.
What a job they did.
They listen all day. They're fans of the station. They come through for us. You can even pick up your free limited edition BYOB bumper sticker at Fast Signs of Fairfax. Call them, won't you? 703-352-6200. They created the name tags for the Buzz Babes. They've got the huge stand-up show sign, and they got these bumper stickers for us in short order, and we do appreciate it.
Do you think they can make a sign like that for my house of my face?
Absolutely. Rob, they can do anything over there.
I think it would look wonderful.
I wouldn't want to see it, but I think it would look real good in your house.
I bet you would.
Let's get our last segment of Buzz. Here we go, Buzzy.
Well, despite the reports yesterday that Brett Favre was off to Tampa, this morning we read he's headed for New York to play with the Jets.
I just choked on one of my little peanut butter things.
Oh, don't do that.
I did it again.
Here, have a
beverage.
This
is very difficult for Mr. Favre.
Yeah, it is.
It's difficult for you. No, I'm fine. I just,
Would you choke if you had signed with Tampa?
God damn it,
no, I'm eating too much. No, you weren't.
I think he is going to have a very tough go with the New York press. I think that's going to be very difficult for the guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, if he had gone to Tampa, it would have been closer to his home.
Sure.
It would have been, more of a love-in for
easy
him.
Right.
This time he goes up to New York, but the fact is...
You don't think he's a cosmopolitan guy?
I don't think so. The thing is, if he wins... Nothing else matters.
No, he'll be loved.
So we'll have to see what Brett does. But what an incredible, total debacle up in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like everybody involved with this handled it the wrong way. And even the fans that came out to the airport.
In the rain.
I'm giving them a little credit for screwing this whole thing up.
You know,
he's back! You know, what about the other guy, the quarterback that, you know, was hanging in there for
Aaron
you?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron. But we'll see what happens. He's definitely a Jet now, right?
Yes, he is. Jets CEO Woody Johnson. Let me just say that again. Woody Johnson has confirmed the deal that brings Brett out of retirement. Favre says it just wasn't clear that Green Bay wanted him back.
Yeah, you think, Brett?
How about the rally at the airport? Was that sort of a mixed signal?
It was it was very strange that the whole thing went down. You know, when they ask a guy, you know, they basically bribe him not to play.
Exactly.
That's when Green Bay lost me. I didn't get it. You know, I was before that I was saying, hey, you know, chill out. You announced your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and retire.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't matter. Once the season starts, it's really not going to matter at all. In the event that he stinks up the joint, they're going to say, hey, what an idiot for coming back. Mm-hmm. But you know who's taking that risk? Brett Favre is taking that risk.
That's right.
So what the hell? I we'll see what happens to him.
For the Meadowlands.
Oh, come on, Brett. I can't believe he's going to be wearing green, but it's green from a different town.
It's the wrong green.
It's the Jets green. That's not even real green. It's smoggy green.
He's sort of wearing not green. I'm turning Irish. Forget it.
Yes, okay. Yep.
Pink hearts, green clovers.
A jury has been selected for the lawsuit in Texas against the wife of TV evangelist Joel Osteen.
No way.
This incredibly gorgeous Victoria Osteen is accused of throwing a Continental flight attendant into a bathroom door and elbowing her in the chest.
Wow.
The flight attendant had instructed Vicky to clean up the water that was spilled on our armrest there in first class.
You know, all the times I've been loaded on an airplane, I've given the flight attendants have given me bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it doesn't happen anymore. I mean, at least post 9/11, I don't think that happens anymore.
Right.
But you remember, I'd get off some of those planes. I'd make a lot of friends.
You are loved by the flight attendants.
I have fun.
They know what you like.
It's actually fun. You know what it is? What? It's the same thing, really, when you go to a restaurant.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
You lay a little please, a little thank you there. And, you know, right now, people that are, you know, we're waitresses and waiters at my former restaurant are going,
what?
He never did that with us because I owned it.
The three rules that Mike always followed.
Three
always
rules.
Say please, always say thank you, right? And minimum grab ass.
Yeah, try to keep it down.
They did it.
Mrs. Austin's already had to pay a $3,000 fine to the government for interfering with a flight. Now, the flight attendant is suing for at least one-tenth of Victoria's net worth.
Now, you say she's hot?
Victoria is extremely.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen a photo of her.
Oh, she's beautiful. Really.
The husband's beautiful.
A 10-plus. That's
really?
Just how pretty Victoria Austin.
What's your name again?
Victoria Austin.
Victoria Austin. Mm-hmm. See if we can get a picture up on MikeOMaraShow.com. I'd like to see
Let's do that. It's worth it. She says the flight attendant suing for a tenth of Victoria's net worth, which is quite a lot. The Austin's flying first class here. She says the airline attendant says the incident made her lose her faith.
Wow.
And that's why she's suing
Loser
for
her faith, what, in God?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
That's why she's suing for a tenth of Victoria's net worth.
Here's Victoria Austin trying to play the guitar. Another excuse to play that. Do we have time to play Katie's thing? I forgot to play that.
Oh, yeah, let's do that now. All right, let me just say, Joel Austin himself is expected to take the stand in his wife's defense.
I hate it when they say, I lost my faith. That's crap. Yeah. And speaking of hating,
yes,
here's the Katie moment of the day, ladies and
so
gentlemen.
Cute.
Hey there, this is Katie with a very special thought of the day. I hate umbrellas in my drink. What's the point? To shade the ice cubes from sunburn? Drink umbrellas are a hazard. I'm only going to take the damn thing out lest I lose an eye. I drink to drink, not to be cute. Save yourself the trouble and the tree. Leave the umbrella out. I hate umbrellas in my drink. And I hate you, too.
I love that. I really do. That's Katie. She's going to be in studio with us tomorrow, so I look forward to that.
I'll remember to hold the umbrella.
We'll have some live hating tomorrow.
Buzz, we live in a litigious society, don't we?
We do indeed.
What else is going on?
We live in a scary society sometimes. Greyhound, meanwhile.
This is where the guy got beheaded?
Mm-hmm. A Greyhound is scrapping an ad campaign because of the recent beheading of a sleeping passenger by a cannibal on a Greyhound in Canada.
By a cannibal.
Quoting the scrapped.
I know
the way he wrote that.
I know. You expect a guy with a necklace made of bones.
the reason
one of the natives from Gilligan's Island.
Average human eater.
Okay.
Quoting the scrapped Greyhound ad, there's a reason you've never heard of bus rage.
Oh, no.
They've decided maybe not to go with that after all.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Sorry.
You know, the incident was unfortunate, but yes. I'm still a big fan of bus travel.
I know.
Bus travel rocks.
It really
You'll
is wonderful.
Never change.
You like to take those buses out of Chinatown in New York, right?
Love that. And also, when I recently went to Los Angeles, I went by bus.
It was wonderful. You get to see things.
You really do, and you meet great people.
And more bathroom breaks.
Always.
But being the classy organization that it is, PETA has been trying to run a newspaper ad comparing the Greyhound incident to the way animals are slaughtered to make our food. Quoting the PETA ad, his struggles and cries are ignored. The man with the knife shows no emotion. The victim is slaughtered and his head cut off. His flesh is eaten. End quote.
Yeah. It's called dinner time.
And newspapers, oddly enough, turning down the ad.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, PETA, you know, I PETA is PETA. They'll always be PETA. That's the way it is.
But, man, you know what? When is the last time anyone at PETA really sat down and had a great piece of fried chicken? If they did, I think we could bring them back to our side.
They'd rethink,
wouldn't
they?
Is there anything better than a really good piece of fried chicken?
There is not.
God, it's good. Maybe
it's
a little,
delicious.
A little spice, a little lemon juice, maybe?
Send the cards and letters to Rob Spiewak. Lemon juice on fried chicken?
No.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah. No.
You're out of your mind.
You're out of your mind.
Lemon juice on fried chicken?
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Junior.
And bananas on top.
You got to trust me on that one.
All right, I'll try it.
A new survey says many Americans are tired of hearing about Obama.
Really?
Uh-huh. 48% of us say we're hearing too much about the man.
Why? Because we're too stupid?
Well, and short attention spans
Jesus
also.
Yeah, but we like the Paris Hilton ad.
Man, all you do is hear about that guy. He's running for president. I don't understand. Come on. Duh.
Are you smart?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Honest to God. What are they talking about? Is he running for president? Yeah.
Hey,
what's going on this side?
Only 26% of us say we've heard too much about John McCain.
I think we ought to hear as much about the candidates for president as we possibly can.
I agree.
The survey also shows it's not so much the commercials as it is the news coverage, but the majority also said they think of Obama's ads as positive and McCain's as negative. And not surprisingly, most of the people surveyed said their real focus has been the economy, not the presidential race.
Okay. Well, I mean, the guy that you put in there, if you believe that kind of thing, you know, has an ability to maybe put some people in there that might change things, that might improve the economy. That's the way it works. You know, I'm just trying to talk out loud. Am I going a mile a minute, Bethann?
What is he on speed?
Hey.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, seems to be trying to keep hope alive.
Hot.
She reportedly told supporters last week she's looking for a strategy so her delegates can be heard and respected at the upcoming Democratic convention. Even if it means having her nominated. That's from a video of her remarks available on YouTube.
Oh, delightful. Just don't let go. You know, I've heard that all the time. Everybody's trying to pacify the Clintons.
Yeah,
at a certain point, you got to say to the Clintons, I'm the guy, I'm the nominee. Get over it.
Oh, they think it's going to make the party stronger.
Yeah, of course they do.
A Boston Red Sox fan is suing the New York Yankees, saying he should have been protected against the rowdy Yanks fans when he went to a Sox-Yankees game in the Bronx. Charles Hilios says he was just cheering for the Sox when the locals started harassing him. He says they attacked him when he went for refreshments. He says he needed surgery for his injuries. Chuck says the Yankees didn't do anything to prevent the attack, even though they knew how deep that rivalry is. And since we're in the courthouse anyway, the airlines are threatening to sue the government over a plan to make more flights leave on time and arrive on time.
You know, I don't know what to say about this. I've been to many Yankee Red Sox games where I have seen Yankee fans, and they're, you know, it's friendly. If you get, you know, people that get drunk and they become idiots, then it erupts into something more. You know, if you're going to sue somebody, sue the guys that jumped on you. I don't think you got, look, it's the Yankees, it's the Red Sox. I don't think you sue the organization.
Right.
I don't. I think you tackle the guys that, or maybe you should have tackled the guys.
It's a litigious world.
Take on the guys that attacked you. That's what you have to do.
I think you're right.
Who knows?
Finally, I cannot improve upon what thesmokinggun.com wrote, so I'll quote it directly.
Oh, no. Oh, if this is what I think it is. Does this involve a picture window?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Carefully, here it comes.
While on patrol Monday evening, a cop noticed a naked guy standing in the window of a Fort Wayne, Indiana home. So he approached the man's front door, which was wide open, to investigate further. That was when Officer Hughes was treated to the side of a prone Ronald Miller, age 56, engaging in a remarkably lewd act on his living room sofa, involving a claw hammer and some motor oil.
Oh, no.
Miller was arrested on a felony indecency charge.
Yeah, baby.
A neighbor told cops that Miller was, quote, not right.
Right.
And parades around naked, quote, 24-24.
What does that mean?
Exactly. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks, Buzz. Tomorrow, BYOB Friday and the party on the 8th. We hope you'll join us for that. I want to thank Vaughn Verbers from CBSNews.com. Also, Kirsten Kemp Becker from TLC's
Hot
Flipping House Expert.
Flipping
the show.
Hot.
What is the show? Damn it. I'm going to find it. I swear to God. Here it is. Hope for Your Home.
That's right.
That premieres on the Learning Channel. That is Saturday night at 8:30 on TLC, so check that out.
Buzz and I agree.
Executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and you know the rest. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with our poem. Tomorrow it will finally arrive, a day you'll be happy to be alive. The Mike O'Mara Manual states that you must party on the 8th. But first, we got a show to do. So won't you join us till we're through? Great show, we hope. Well, we'll try. And I really hope Beth Ann's dog doesn't die. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.